In many ways, the capture and training of birds reminded me in the best way of Pokemon. Can you talk to us a bit about powerful birds of Blackwing's beating, their trainers, what inspired this particular bond? And I mean, we want to hear about the giant psychotic killer eagle.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. So, I mean, the Pokemon.
Most of the questions we have remaining are about the giant psychotic killer eagle.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Pokemon is, I had so much fun writing the different birds and the different relationships. There's definitely a Pokemon parallel there with like the trainer and who's matched and the different skills of each bird. So that's totally there. You were definitely not making that up. But the birds themselves, I mostly, other than the ghost eagle, tried to keep them as true to their, you know, this earth counterparts of birds. So I did a ton of research about birds of prey and the training of them and the hunting of them. And for me, part of the reasons I wanted to focus on falconry so intensely goes back to my first novel, Proxy, my first sci-fi novel. Teens. In Proxy, the main character is queer, but that's not really germane to the plot. It's just a fact of who he is. If you made him straight, it probably wouldn't really change the plot at all, that book. And with this one, when I sat down, I didn't want to just write a queer hero. I wanted to find a way to write, it's an awkward way to say this, but I wanted to find a way to write queer heroism, to write a story where the path to heroism was somehow queer. It wasn't exactly the standard heteronormative patriarchal poke stuff with a sword until it dies thing. And falconry was a great vehicle for that. There's no way to train a bird of prey through force. There's no way to coerce a bird of prey sort of violently into doing what you want. To train a bird of prey in our world takes intense dedication, focus, gentleness, calmness, and care. You have to manage their weight. If a bird of prey is too heavy, it won't hunt for you. It won't fly for you. If it's too light, it will fly away and leave you or get grumpy and attack you. if you move too quickly around it, if you're too agitated, if you shout at it, if you neglect its needs in any way, it can leave you. It can rip your face off. It doesn't need you as much as you need it in this case. If you manage it wrong and make it over dependent on you, it won't fly. It'll grab your fist and hold on tight and just stare at you like, what do you want from me? So the only way to master a bird of prey is through intense attention, care, and really love. And in this world, in this fantasy world of Ustar, the only way to power is through these birds of prey. That's how you attain power. So to create a world where the only way to become powerful is through great attention, care, and love, to me was exactly the perfect vehicle for the story I wanted to tell about these kids, and in a larger sort of philosophical sense, to tell a tale to young people that the source of your greatest power is your care, and is your ability to care for others, even in a violent, brutal world where birds, you know, disembowel people all the time.